Welcome to the third and final episode about my adventures, about my holiday in a Lake District. So, after Keswick, I wanted to hire a boat in Keswick, but this time a rowboat. So before we went on this electric boat that was very loud, and I wanted to go on a rowboat instead. You know, they're nice and quiet, nice and relaxing. Well, they're relaxing if you're not rowing. Not so relaxing if you are rowing, because it's quite hard rowing a boat, isn't it? Anyway, I wanted to hire them, and for some reason, all the boats were there, but they weren't hiring them yet. So that was a bit disappointing, because that's something I've always wanted to do as well, just hire a rowboat on Derwent Water. Anyway, so we left Keswick, and we were just coming out of the car park, and there was this massive queue of traffic. And it was like really hard to get into this traffic because nobody was like leaving any space anywhere, so we couldn't enter it. I was trying to turn right. So I thought, okay, I'll just go left instead and then turn around a bit and maybe I can join the traffic elsewhere. And that was a mistake. That was definitely a mistake because I kept driving past the traffic. And it kept going back, like the queue was getting longer and longer and longer. And I just thought, oh no, this is going to take hours to get through this traffic. Like, this is going to take such a long time. So I said to my girlfriend, well, we can either sit in that traffic and like spend an hour waiting there or so, or I can drive to another lake and we can sort of take a look at that lake and then drive all the way back. And then by then the traffic should be gone. So we decided to go to this other lake, and this lake's called Buttermere, and there's another lake, Crummock Water, that's right next door to Buttermere Lake. Is it called Buttermere Lake? The place is called Buttermere. I think the lake is also called Buttermere, something like that. Strange name. But anyway, I'd forgotten what it was like driving around these parts. Previously, I talked about how difficult those roads are to drive on around the Lake District. These roads are like the next level. This is like the next challenge for driving. Just a single lane, always a single lane. You know, there's no lights, street lights or anything. There's no markings on the road. And the climbs, like the angles, how steep the roads are, it's just crazy. The way you have to use your gears all the time. But there's some amazing scenery you can see driving along these really small, tiny roads. But it's so tiring. It takes so much concentration. You're always braking, changing gear, braking, accelerating, changing gear. Yeah, a lot. I suppose in a place like that, it'd be good to have an automatic car. Probably. That's probably the only time I think, maybe an automatic car would be good. But I think even with an automatic car, just so much concentration, like looking what's coming around this bend, and like, yeah, it's difficult. but sort of fun at the same time. You know, you don't really get to experience that kind of driving in England ever, apart from if you go somewhere like this. And there's this one place you come to when you're driving to Buttermere. And it looks like something out of Lord of the Rings. There's just these big, like a stone, I don't know, like loads of stone on one side, loads of stone on the other side, and you have to drive straight through it. Hard to describe, but it's like the entrance to, what was it? The entrance to Gondor, was it? When they're all in boats, and there's these big statues of people, of kings or something that are passing through. It's like that, but like not so big. Yeah, a lot smaller, but it sort of has that effect. It's really nice. And the road is so steep. It's like a roller coaster or something. Lots of sheep all around. And I remember my girlfriend was trying to touch one. She wanted to stroke a sheep. I don't know why. I've never wanted to stroke a sheep. But she wanted to give it a go. And I said, no, it's impossible. You can't do that. She tried, but like every time you get close to them, they run away. They always run away. I don't know why. I don't think they like humans. So anyway, we ended up at Buttermere and took a look around there. There's nothing. There's no one. We saw like a couple of people whilst we were walking to the lake, but it's really quiet. You've got like the places like Windermere Lake and Derwent Water and Keswick and Grasmere, and they're all like proper sort of tourist places. But then you go to somewhere like Buttermere and there's not really anyone there. There was a pub that was quite busy, but you go to the lakes and it's just you and nature, which is nice. It's like the bits that people don't tend to see so often, and not, you know, not popular for tourists. But it was windy. Oh, it was very windy, and I was freezing. I was freezing cold, but I gave my coat to my girlfriend, like a proper gentleman does, and I said I was fine, not cold at all. So we didn't stay there too long, thankfully. Actually, my girlfriend was cold, even though she was wearing my coat. So we didn't stay there too long. We drove all the way back, and the traffic in Keswick had gone like magic. It just all disappeared, and we drove back to the apartment, back to Windermere, and then went to a pub. I didn't realize, but I was looking on the internet. What was I looking for? Oh yeah, I was looking for like nice places to eat in Bowness on Windermere, and I found this pub, and it was 1 minute away. It was like across the road, and it was the next building, and I didn't notice it was there. So we went in there, and it was a really nice pub, but it turns out that the restaurant is so popular that you have to book in advance to eat there. So we weren't able to eat at that restaurant, sadly. But what did they call it now? Pub, did they call it Pub Bites or something, or Light Bites or Snacks or Bar Snacks? I can't remember, but you could order some snacks. So we did that instead. We had like some halloumi cheese fries with some, I think, some chili dip perhaps, and some calamari rings, like squid rings, with some mayonnaise, and they're like battered as well, and also some chips with gravy, which I thought was an interesting thing to order. Like, I guess it's quite traditional thing to order from a pub. You can get like a basket of chips with gravy or chips with cheese on or something. I thought I'd just give it a go. But actually, it was really good at this pub. Like, the gravy was like really, really rich. And there was a lot of flavor in the food we were eating. Maybe a bit too much salt in the food we were eating. But it was very nice. It was very nice all the same. And I enjoyed the pint of beer that I had there. Then it was back to the apartment and time for bed. And then we woke up the next day, went for another run because it was just so nice. And then we ended up at Aldswater. So I drove to a place called Aldswater, and there's a lake there, which I think is called Aldswater Lake. I'm pretty sure it is. And we took a boat. We didn't hire a boat, no. We got a ticket to ride on a boat. So these were like big boats, you know, with like, how many people? I don't know, 100 maybe? Lots of people were on this boat, a big boat. And it takes an hour to go from the bottom of Aldswater Lake all the way to the top. And when you get to the top, it will drop you off at a place called Pooley Bridge. And there's nothing there. I don't know why, but in my memory, I thought it was like a little town or something. And there were all these shops you could look around. But when we got there, I realized I was completely wrong. There are like two pubs, a news agent, maybe one other shop, one or two other shops, and that's it. There's nothing. So you just go there, you go to a pub, you eat some food, maybe have a drink, and then get back on the boat, and then go back to your car. And that's another thing that had changed, actually. The prices, wow, they changed a lot in 5 years. So when I went there last time, I think parking your car there was free because, you know, there's nowhere, it's the only way you can get to the boat. It's like a special car park just for the, just for these boats that you can go on. And the boats cost, like a ticket for the boat cost £9 for an adult. This time, it was £20 for an adult. That's like, you know, that's over double. And you had to pay for the car park, and that was £6 as well. It's just like, why has it increased this much? It's crazy. But everything's going up. The price of everything is going up in England. We have a problem with inflation. The prices of things rising. So yeah, everything rises apart from your wages. The money you get from your job stays the same. Everything else gets more expensive, sadly. But it was a nice ride on the boat. It was a long ride on the boat. I probably wouldn't recommend it, to be honest. If you're going to take a ride on a boat like that, a big boat, there are lots of boats that you can take from Windermere. So I think you'd be better off just staying there. If you do have a car and you are in a lake district, there are some other lakes that you can check out that I think are really nice. And I've forgotten what their names are. But, you know, just look at pictures of all the different lakes in the Lake District and then decide where you want to go. But, like, if you go, if you try and visit lots of them, like I did the previous time I went, you will have a problem at some point because I think, well, not a problem. It's not a problem. No, no, no. You will reach this road called the Hard Knot Pass. And it is, without a doubt, the most difficult road I have ever driven on in my life. It's just insane. It's crazy. It's so steep getting up to it. And it goes like over the top of this mountain. The views are great. Like really lovely views. I remember from one side, you can actually look out and see the ocean. And then from the other side, you can just see all of the Lake District. Really, yeah, amazing. But wow, what a challenge that is. If you want a challenge driving, that's where you need to go. The Hard Knot Pass in the Lake District. Maybe if you've got like a 4x4, it's quite good. It's quite fun. But last time I went there, I was in a Mini Cooper. And not the old one, like the modern one. But like, yeah. It wasn't the best car to do it in, to be honest. It was a bit like a sports car, like a sporty version. And the suspension, like the springs in the car were a bit stiff for this, like the sport suspension. So, yeah, interesting. An interesting ride. Anyway, that is the end of my Lake District story. I think I've covered everything. So, yeah, I hope you've enjoyed my tale and enjoyed looking at some of the pictures and photos I've been putting on Instagram and Twitter for you. Until next time, have a lovely day. Bye-bye.